Happy Equal Pay Day, people, at least in the U.S. If you calculate the pay gap between women and men in the U.S., you'd find that women have to work an extra 92 days to earn what men made in the calendar year 2018. In other words, today is the day when women actually start catching up to what men made last year. Yeah, it sucks. And that's just an average. Black women in the U.S. have to work until late August to make parity, and Latinas, November. But there's another employment issue looming for women, and that's automation. The World's Allison Herrera has been looking into this. What have you found, Allison?
Well, Marco, there's a study that came out recently that says nearly half of all jobs are at risk from automation by the year 2030, and that women are more likely to be affected by that than men. That study is by the Institute for Women's Policy and Research. They're a think tank in Washington that looks at economic security for women.
That is a little surprising. What jobs are at risk that women might be moved out of by robots and automation?
We're talking about things like the cashier at your local grocery store. You know, you've seen those self-checkout lanes at Stop and Shop, Walgreens, and Target, jobs like office assistant, administrative assistant. These are jobs at risk to automation, and they're jobs typically done by women.
Are there jobs that women are more likely to do that are not at risk from automation?
Yeah, things like childcare, caring for the elderly. But those are really low-paid jobs. Ariane Hegovich is one of the authors of the study, and this is what she had to say about that.
We really need to invest more in those care jobs because we can't have a society where everybody is the software engineer. We need care work, but care work is dramatically underpaid.
I am hearing, though, Allison, that some countries like Japan are experimenting with robots to take care of the elderly. Will this put some jobs, even jobs that demand face-to-face presence, at risk?
Well, you're right. Japan is experimenting. They're using robots to lead some stretching exercises and maybe hand out pills and do some light companion work. But it's mainly a job that a human has to do, and it's more likely to be a woman.
So how do you think women will deal with this if their already low-paid jobs are going to get challenged by automation?
Well, training for better jobs is one solution. Higher paying jobs that require education. This also might help with the pay disparity, too. But the Institute warns that sometimes women don't stay in those higher paying jobs because they often feel forced out by their male colleagues or they're the ones taking care of the kids.
And we got to remember, there is no equal pay day for robots. You take away the initial costs and they work for free, right?
Yeah, yes, you're right.
The World's Allison Herrera. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.